Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Olson. Batting second. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Connolly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gordon Rhodes. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gordon Rhodes. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson strikes out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter bunts towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Rhodes covering, for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly, who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Averill scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olsen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes strikes out. Two outs. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 0 for 1 in the game. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Rhodes covering, for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 1 in the game. Wurstler hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Averill hits a line drive into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cecil moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cecil moves to third. Vosmick moves to second. Two outs. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 0 for 1 in the game. Kom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil scores. Vosmick scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 1 in the game. Pickering strikes out. Two outs. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Connolly takes first base on ball 4. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhodes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder strikes out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields the ball and throws to Rhodes covering. Safe. Burnett moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burnett scores. There goes Averill trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0 for 2 in the game. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 2 in the game. Wurstler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wurstler moves to third. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vosmek strikes out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. he's got two RBIs. Com hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 2 in the game. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Connolly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pickering moves to second. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for Gordon Rhodes. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a line drive into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Pickering moves to third. Two outs. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0 for 3 in the game. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Welch now pitching. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 2 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harder moves to third. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 3 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harder scores. Burnett moves to third. It's 5-0, Indians. Erle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Burnett scores. Porter goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Indians. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill scores. It's 8-0, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Com hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Olson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett misplays the ball. That's an error on Burnett. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 3 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Myatt strikes out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 3 in the game. Harder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pickering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Burnett hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Oliver is chasing the ball. Burnett rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park home run. It's 9-0, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pickering hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Connolly for the out. Oliver moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.